This is Yolanda Harrell doing a Upper Piedmont Black Heritage interview with Mrs. Cornelia Alexander on January 30th, 1990 in Pendleton. Mrs. Alexander, what is your full name?
My name is Cornelia Thompson Alexander.
When were you born?
August the 11th, 1900.
And where were you born?
In Pendleton, South Carolina.
So you lived in Pendleton all your life?
Yes.
All this time?
Yes.
And who were your parents, Mrs. Alexander?
My father's name was James Thompson.
And your mother's name?
Lily Grant Thompson.
Do you have any idea when either one of them was born?
No, I don't.
What about your grandparents? Let's start with your father's mother and father.
My father's name was Reuben Thompson.
And his mother?
Was Betty Jackson.
And you just showed me a picture of Betty Jackson. Mm-hmm. How do you happen to have that picture?
Someone gave us that picture.
Do you know where it came from, or how they happened to have it?
No, I don't.
Do you remember anything about either of your grandparents?
No, I had never seen either one. My father's mother, neither his mother.
Neither his mother or his father.
That's right.
Okay, what about your mother's mother or father?
My mother's father's name was Sam Grant Thompson.
No, that's right. Sam Grant.
Sam Grant.
That's right. And what about his wife's name? What was that?
Rosa Grant.
And do you remember Rosa Grant?
I don't remember.
You don't remember anything?
I know, yes, I remember Rosa.
I was going to say, one of your grandmothers, you told me you did remember well.
Yeah, it was Rosa.
Was it Rosa that you remember well?
Rosa Grant, my mother's mother.
Can you tell me anything about her?
Yes, her home was in Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia.
Uh-huh.
And she came to Pendleton in her early age, and she lived here many years until she went back to Atlanta, her hometown. She lived there until she passed.
Uh-huh.
And she lived with her mother's children several years. They were so small when their mother died, Lily Grant Thompson. After they grew up, she went back to Atlanta, to her hometown, and lived with her other daughter.
So you were saying that she lived with your this was, Lily was your mother, so
right.
She lived with her daughter's children.
Yes, right.
That's who she lived with.
Right.
Her daughter's children.
Right.
Can you remember what your grandmother did? Did she?
She was a midwife, they called them in those days.
I see. And did she do that for a long time?
For a long, long time.
Did she have any kind of schooling for that kind of work, or she learned this herself?
I think she went to school and learned it.
You did?
Nursing school.
Nursing
yes.
school.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where that was, where she
it
went?
It must
to?
Have been in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
She knew it before she came here.
Oh, well, by the time she got here, she knew how to be a midwife.
Yes, yes. She was with my mother when all of her daughter's children were born, when I was born and my brothers and sisters. She was with her.
I see. Mm-hmm. Do you know what her husband did for a living?
I really don't know.
And you don't know what your other grandparents did
no.
for a living?
Oh, my father's father was a carpenter.
Oh, I see. Okay, so your grandfather on your father's side was a carpenter.
That's right.
And where was he a carpenter? What
he
area?
Was in Pendleton. He was born in Pendleton.
Uh-huh.
And he did carpenter for everybody, I would say, in Pendleton that needed him.
Mm-hmm.
He lived out on the east side of Pendleton.
Uh-huh.
I think they call it Highway 88. Yes, he lived out there. He had a home out there.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
So he was a carpenter all those years. Was he a carpenter for both black and white people?
Oh, yes.
So he evidently was one of skill. Lots of people used him.
And my father was a carpenter, too, just like his father.
Oh, so your father and grandfather both were carpenters.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Did they have any kind of a shop or anything?
No. Well, my grandfather did, but my father, he didn't have a shop. He just went out and carpentered for people, did work for people.
What did they make? Him. What kinds of things did they make as carpenters?
Houses.
Oh, I see. They really mm-hmm. built. They
some had a contract.
I see. Like housing contractors we have today.
That's right.
They would actually build a house.
All right. They had help, though.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Did they have a crew of their own?
Oh, yes. They would get men that knew something about carpenter. They would direct them what to do, because they uh-huh. really knew how to do the work.
Mm-hmm. Did your grandfather use plans of his own?
Yes, he did.
He made house plans, too?
Yes, he did. He used to make caskets for people and then die.
Oh, my. So he was busy. He had lots of work.
Yes, he could do a little of everything.
Did he ever do furniture, too, as well as houses?
He must have, because he could do everything else.
I see.
Yes.
He was really talented in those skills.
He certainly was.
Do you have anything of his?
No, I don't have anything mm-hmm. of his here.
Do you remember ever seeing anything that he made?
I know. I've seen some things his grandchildren made. He uh-huh. have a grandson could do just as good work as he could.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm. He has a dining room set in his house now. He made, you wouldn't believe it if you see it. And you know his name is Quince Thompson.
Mm-hmm. And this is
his grandson.
Okay. Right. How would he be related to you?
First cousin.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you remember any other older members of your family?
Of my family? I don't believe I do, except myself.
Okay.
I'm the oldest of my immediate family that's living.
I see.
Excuse me.
Sure. Quincy was who now?
Was my father's brother's child.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
So they share the same, right. You share the same grandfather.
That's right.
All right, you were telling me that your mother died when you were young.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's right.
And you don't remember her very well, and then your grandmother raised you.
Right.
Tell me the names of your brothers and sisters.
Okay.
And about how old they were.
Yeah.
You told me about, the oldest brother is J.B.,
J.B.,
right?
Yes. J.B. He was 7 to 7 years old when he passed.
Uh-huh.
He died in 1973.
I see.
And my oldest sister,
uh-huh.
name is Madeline Thompson. She uh-huh. never married. Madeline Thompson.
Okay.
She died in 1964, I believe.
Uh-huh.
64.
Yeah, you told me that you thought J.B. and Madeline were a year or two younger than you were.
Yes.
A year or two older. They're your older brothers and
right.
sisters.
Right.
And then Almina.
I come next.
Cornelia.
Cornelia.
And then Almina.
Then Benjamin.
And Benjamin is the only one still living?
Yes. Benjamin and myself.
That's right. You're the only two.
Two immediate family living.
That's right.
I'm the oldest. I told you I was the oldest. It's four of us living.
Yeah. Okay.
Of my immediate family, but I'm the oldest of the four.
Okay. Now, did your family own their own home when you were growing up?
No. After so long, my father's brother mm-hmm. bought him a home right here where we're living now.
This house?
This house.
Oh, so your uncle bought this home?
Yeah, this uncle bought this house. Uh-huh. He didn't have any children.
I see.
After my mother died, he came and interceded and bought this place to put his brother in it because he did not own where he was living. He was a sharecropper.
Oh, your father was a sharecropper.
That's right.
As well as being a carpenter.
That's right. And after my uncle came and bought this place and he moved us here, then my father quit farming. He went on into the company. He was a carpenter already.
Right.
But he left off the farming.
He went into it full time.
Full time.
And what was this uncle's name?
Willie Thompson.
Willie Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
And he never married, you said?
Yes, he had a wife.
Oh, he had a wife, just didn't have any children.
He didn't have any children.
When your father sharecropped, did he, sharecropped in the usual way he raised crops for the,
He's living on a man's
farm place.
Yes, and farming for him, like sharecroppers do. I don't know too much about it. We were too small to work on the farm then, but he had a man living with him to help him.
Oh, he did?
He sure did.
Do you remember that man's name who helped him?
All we called him was Uncle Wash. You didn't know?
Uncle Wash.
Uncle Wash.
But you didn't know Uncle Wash's name other than that?
No. After so long, I believe I learned his name. I think his real name was Washington.
Probably was. Could be.
Washington.
As you were growing up, do you remember any of your older relatives talking about their early lives, telling anything about what happened to them?
I wasn't around them that much.
Uh-huh.
I had one aunt. She used to tell us a little about herself in her young days, but I can't remember so much about what she said then.
Did they ever talk about slavery? Did they ever say
Most I knew about slavery, what my grandmother told me.
And what did your grandmother
say? My grandmother was just about 7 years old then. She told me when
they stopped slavery, she was about seven?
Sure, about 7 years old.
So she had been a slave until the age of seven.
That's right.
And that meant her mother...
Uh-huh. And my grandfather was just about that same age. My father's father, I'm speaking about now.
Okay.
He was just about that same age, I think. And I didn't live to see him, but my father told me some things about him, what he told his son.
Oh, tell me.
And they went to see some girls after freedom. They called it freedom. And when they said, my grandfather said, what are you going to tell your name? And my grandfather said, I'm going to say I'm a Thompson. What are you going to tell him your name? And I don't know what he said, but he told him something.
In other words, he decided to take the name of Thompson.
I'm not telling you the real history of this. You're recording it.
That's okay. Was his owner a Thompson? Is that why he took the name Thompson?
You turned that over.
Wait a minute. So your father Thompson took his mother's name of Thompson.
Right.
And then when she got married, she was Betty Jackson.
Right.
Okay. So she was Betty Jackson was his mother, and she was in slavery then. And then you have that picture of her. It looks as if she has the dress of a slave.
She was a Betty Thompson Jackson.
Betty Thompson Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, what kind of work did she do?
She cooked.
She
was
a cook.
That's all I knew she did. You know how you cook around for these people. She was a...
Did she work in the house?
Yes, she much did. You see those clothes she have on there?
Yeah, her clothes look nice. So you think she was a house...
Yes.
A house slave.
I have a housekeeper life.
Housekeeper.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think your father lived in the, or your grandfather lived in the house with her?
I really don't know.
You didn't hear that part?
I didn't hear about that.
And he was only seven, so he probably didn't remember too
much. No, and he probably had a mother that might have taken care of him when he was real small.
Oh, you think
someone
else?
The same Betty mother.
Oh, you think Betty's mother is the one that ended up taking... This would be your...
Great-great-grandmother,
you think, ended up... taking care of him. Now, after they were freed from being slaves, what happened to them? Where did they go?
She must have went back home.
Where were they slaves? Do you know?
I guess they all must have lived out here on 88. On 88.
Uh-huh.
Greenville Highway. Well, they had a home out there, a house. I remember seeing the house before they tore it down,
This is the house they lived in after they had freedom?
Uh-huh, yes.
And you're pretty sure it's out on 88?
Uh-huh, sure it is.
Uh-huh.
Greenville Highway.
So they were slaves right in this area then, and they lived right in this area afterwards.
Yeah, that's right.
And he kept the name of Thompson.
Yes.
Your grandfather did.
I had all his children in that name, Thompson. That's why I'm a Thompson.
That's why you were a Thompson before you married.
Right, right.
Okay. Did the older members ever say anything about slavery that you can remember? Did you hear anything about it, or...
Well, I haven't heard too much about when he was in slavery.
Uh-huh.
I don't have anybody old enough. I didn't live around them long enough for them to tell us anything.
Uh-huh.
All I knew, they worked for the people.
Uh-huh.
They lived on the plantation, they would call it,
uh-huh.
and they worked. They didn't get much pay. They didn't have nothing much, but they got a plenty to eat,
uh-huh.
and they had good clothes to wear. I know that, but
uh-huh.
they would tell us that. And they would go, they had no church to go to. And some of those, we call them good, some of those good masters would carry them to their church.
Oh,
on a Sunday, they really did. And you know how they have these great big churches with that, they call it a gallery, I believe. And those slaves would sit around up there.
In the gallery.
Uh-huh. Some of those good, they call them masters or masters
right.
or something. They would sit up there.
Uh-huh.
And that's how our church, my denomination, drew out from that. You didn't know that, did you?
No, I'm very interested.
These men, let me see who was in the bunch. I didn't know the name, but they were men then. The men that did, I didn't know anything about them, but we
uh-huh.
got history about them.
Yeah.
They sat up there, and a man preached a sermon, and they was going to take communion. I believe you heard this. And one of the men got converted. He came downstairs and went up out of that altar to take that communion. And one of the ushers down there pulled him up and said, no, you can't take communion here. He got up. No, he said, wait until they finish praying. And I guess they let him wait. They waited. And afterwards, he went upstairs there in that place and got those men. He said, let's get out of here. They say, why? Say, we don't have no freedom. We can't worship in here like they are. We can't join this church. And they drew out and built them a church. And you know that man's name was Richard Allen. He was from Africa.
Right.
And the name of that church is African Methodist Episcopal Church.
Right. That's the Methodist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Methodist too.
That's that one Methodist, but it's more Methodist. It's United Methodist.
Right.
And I think other Methodist.
Now, when
church.
You speak of Richard Allen doing that, you speak of he didn't do that here.
No. That
no.
was in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia.
Right, because mm-hmm. the first church was in Philadelphia.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. I've been in that church.
You have?
Yes, ma'am.
This man had a blacksmith shop, this Richard Allen.
Right.
That was his work. And they would have prayer meeting in that blacksmith shop until they got together and decided to build a church. And they built one right there in Philadelphia.
Right there in Philadelphia, mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. It's real interesting.
Well, that's how that started. That's how the black churches started. And I don't know how the Baptists and all the rest of the denominations. And you know, I won't believe all them churches come out from that AME church. Well, them people didn't have, black people didn't have no church.
No, not until, that's right. They didn't have,
mm-hmm.
That's right. They had to form their own churches.
That's right.
Do you know any of the older members of your family are buried?
That are buried?
Do you know where they're buried? Are they buried here in Pendleton?
Yes, my grandmother is buried right up here in our cemetery, and my old aunt, she was the last to live on my father's side, she's buried up there, too.
When you say our cemetery, is that the Pendleton cemetery?
Yeah, right in Pendleton.
Are the graves all marked?
Not all of them, but most of them.
Most of the more recent ones, right?
Uh-huh, yes.
Do you remember funerals in your family or community when you were little? You remember going to any?
And I hated it like everything.
Oh, why did you
I
hate
was
it?
So scared. I was so little. My mother would, I remember that much. She did. Carry us to those funerals, and then men would get up there, and one I didn't die with heart trouble, and preach about an hour. And I was sitting on in the seat like this. I remember that. I was scared to death. And afterwards, I like had a heart attack. I had a very bad heart and came from my mother carrying us to those funerals. I couldn't take it. And I was so little. And after I grew up some size, after mother died, they couldn't get me to another funeral.
You wouldn't go to anymore.
I went to her funeral. My grandmother made us go. My oldest brother and my oldest sister and myself. The other two was too little. She carried us to the funeral. And I remember that. And she had us standing up there, my brother in the middle, and I'm on this side, locking arm, and her sister on the other side. And after a while, we would just wander away. We didn't know what we were doing, walking all around in the cemetery. And some of the women would come back, y'all get together, get together. Why don't you cry? Why don't you cry? Your mother's dead. So we got together and said, they're trying to make us cry. I said, I'm not going to cry. Want us to be human and hollering like children would do with the mother. We didn't shed one tear. And my grandmother was there when my mother died. One night, she died one night. And we were all in the bed, sleeping. Grandmother came in there screaming and hollering, mother had passed. We said, oh, I wish grandmother would hush so we can go back to sleep. I remember that much.
So you really remember the night that your mother died?
Yes, then? I remember that night.
Do you remember anything else about any of the funerals, that one or any others?
Well, all the funerals in those days was long. Men would get up and preach about an hour and a half or something like that. Hooping in the hall and saying, sleep on, sister so-and-so, sleep. I remember that man saying, sleep on, Sister Lily, sleep on. Wasn't that awful? And so.
Would they sing? Did they sing?
Oh, yeah, they would sing, yeah. Sing and shout and carol and all of that. In a funeral, during the funeral.
And you said your father made caskets, too.
Yeah, he would make caskets for all these people around here. I guess white and black.
Oh, both?
Yes. I wonder if any of these white people remember that. There's not many older ones around here. All the hunters are dead now, except one.
Who the hunters? They were
the one had there to the old long live had this big store up here.
Oh.
Hunter's store.
Uh-huh.
And it was five brothers, I believe. They probably could remember some of that stuff way back, but all of them's dead except one, and he's in a nursing home. I guess he's still living.
Do you remember anything else about your mother's funeral or her death?
No, I know she was sick. She was sick that evening before she died. Because we were all, you know, she died with TB. We were all sitting around a table drinking milk and eating bread. That was our supper. Mother had a hemorrhage that same evening, late, about dark, dusk dark. And she called all of us to the bed and kissed us. I remember that. And I couldn't hardly stand it. I was a little bit of thing because that blood, I could smell that blood. But we all went to bed that night and went to sleep. That's the very night she died.
And you said you were about 7 when she died?
Yeah, about 7, I guess. I might have been quite that old. I might have been 6. That's why I can remember a lot of little happenings in her lifetime. A 7-year-old child can remember.
Oh, yeah. Things. Yeah, you can remember a lot from 6
years
old.
Yeah, when you're 7 years old.
Right.
Or 6 years old, you can remember.
Do you remember any marriages or weddings that took place back then? Anything about them you can tell me?
Yes, I remember my first cousin married, and she married in the church. We went to the wedding, and they wanted, she married in the daytime, it was light, and they didn't have no shades to put over the window. They wanted it to be dark in there so they could have candles.
Yeah.
They put bushes all over the window so it'd be dark.
Oh, my.
And when that girl married, her name was Lessie Thompson. Her sister Florence, I can remember that well, sat on the front seat and cried like a baby. Cried because her sister was married, leaving her at home, you. You know, I never did get a chance to tell her that. She did now.
Did she? That she probably doesn't even remember it herself.
Then maybe not, because I can remember a lot of things they don't remember. That woman sat on that seat and cried like a baby.
Did Lessie have, what kind of a dress did she wear at the wedding?
I don't remember.
You don't remember that?
I bet she had a long one trailing the place all outside, I guess.
But
no, I don't remember.
You remember more about the bushes and
the
crying.
Yeah, trying to make it in the crying, trying to make the church dark, you know, so they can light candles.
Right.
And it looked good. And I remember that well.
Do you remember any families around that you're related to by marriage?
Yeah, all these Thompsons
related
to me. But most all of them dead now, except two. One, I got one first cousin. She lives in Greensboro, North Carolina. And another first cousin lives in Atlanta, Georgia.
What's the name of the cousin that lives in Greensboro?
Willie Mae Thompson McLaughlin. Willie Mae Thompson McLaughlin. And the one in Atlanta is Frieda Thompson Comer.
And your, what were you telling me about your brother?
And my brother, he lives in Corona, Long Island, New York.
Oh, he lives there.
Where okay. that airplane crashed the other day.
Mm.
And they're there.
Do you have any old photos? You showed me the old picture of Betty Jackson. Do you have any other old photographs?
Think so, but it was somewhere around here. I don't know where they are. Since I lost my eyesight, I can't find nothing now. And when my brother come down, he always looked things up and we discussed different things. They were down last summer in August, he and his wife.
But you don't know who took the picture of Betty Jackson either or gave it to you?
Yes.
The one that you showed me?
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Now, I was talking to you about your parents, and you said that your father was a sharecropper and a carpenter, and then later he became a full-time carpenter. What about your mother? Do you remember what she did before
no,
she died?
No, anything my mother did.
Mm-hmm.
Anything. About her, but...
Well, she had five children. She probably just took care of you all.
Took care of the children. She used to make our clothes, I know that. She would sew.
She did sew your clothes?
Mm-hmm, because she left a machine in the house when she passed. We had a good machine there.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And your grandparents, your father's father, you said he was a carpenter also?
Yes, he was a real carpenter.
And what did his wife do? This would be your father's mother.
I don't know what she did. Let you stay at home. Those women would stay home and take care of the children in
right.
those days.
Uh-huh.
Yes, she didn't do anything, I guess, but worked on the farm, help him on the farm, because he was a farmer, too.
He was also a farmer?
Uh-huh. And
he was a farmer as well as a carpenter.
That's right. And I don't know whether she did anything else but took care of her children.
Mm. And he was a sharecropper also?
I guess he was. I don't much remember about him being a sharecropper.
Think of him more as just a regular farmer?
Yeah,
his
more
own
of a
farmer.
Carpenter. More of a carpenter.
More of a carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
Did more of that kind of work than anything else.
Yes.
And what about your mother's father and mother? Do you? Well, of course, your grandmother was a midwife. We
that's
know
right,
that. She
right.
can't take care of you. Mm-hmm. But what about her husband?
I don't know what he did. Nothing was farming, but most all those people did that. Mm-hmm. In those days, because that's all they could do. That's
right.
all they knew to do. Yes, farming, raising all, everything they ate, they raised it on the farm.
You right. said, when your father sharecropped, do you remember who owned the land that he
yes,
sharecropped
I do.
From? Who was
A
it?
Man right here in Pelham named Pickens. That's all I knew. We lived on Pickens Place.
Pickens Place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I know what he lived right here on the same street, but on the other side of town, on Queen Street, East Queen Street.
Uh-huh.
And I believe he had one arm, too.
Oh, just one arm.
Yes. I remember him coming out there on a little red horse to see my father.
Do you remember how old you were when your father gave up sharecropping and started carpenting altogether?
I guess we were living here then.
You were living in this house right here?
Mm-hmm. I guess I was about 6 or 8 years old.
Oh, he was already a carpenter before your mom died then?
Not a full-time carpenter, but he was a carpenter.
But he's a carpenter,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
But he did more sharecropping than
Because
when we moved from, Pickens Place, the house burnt down. That's how we were living out in Oak Grove section. That's in Pendleton, all right.
Uh-huh.
It's on the other side of town. Called it Oak Grove Community.
Oak Grove Community.
Oak Grove Community. Then when the house burned down, then that's when we moved, not in this house right then, we moved across this 18 Creek. And I don't know the name of the people place we were living on then, but my father still was farming because he had cotton. And my uncle came and went over there, him and his wife, and helped my father to gather that crop. That's when he interceded for this place here.
I see.
And he bought this place and stayed here until he moved my father, moved all of us right here.
Mm-hmm.
And they stayed here with us a while and they fixed the house up. It's a big house, two-story house. And they fixed it up. And after they did all of that, then they left and went back to Birmingham. I believe that's where he was from.
I see.
Him and his wife.
So your uncle returned to Birmingham after he got you all settled.
That's right. That's right. His father lost his brother had lost his wife with five little children.
Mm.
And he didn't have any children. And he came up to help him, and he did so.
That was good.
Yes, it was.
Did you or any of your other older relatives ever have to leave the area to find work? Did it?
Well, his one of his brothers did, Eddie.
Where did Eddie go?
He went to Birmingham. All of them went. My father went. Eddie went. Stuart, all them boys went. It was work there, you know. Somebody told him about some work, good work, and it was. So they all went there and they worked a while. I guess when they got what they wanted, they came back home all but Eddie.
Uh-huh.
Eddie stayed, and I never get to see that man.
Oh, so you never met that one uncle?
Never did, but we had his picture on. I never did meet Uncle Eddie. I guess he married there, probably had a family. And my father didn't keep up with it. Looked like they wasn't concerned about him.
Hmm. So how many brothers were there all together that went?
I think it was all of them went. I believe my father, Jim Thompson, Eddie, Stewart, and Johnny. Was it four boys or five? All of them went to tell me, not only my uncles, but other men from around here.
Uh-huh.
They went there to work.
But your father didn't stay. He came back
yeah,
here.
Yeah, all the rest of them came back.
All but
Eddie. He never came back.
And then that. What about that one uncle, though, that built the house? He sounds like he stayed, too, or he went back after he fixed your house up. Willie? Was that Willie?
Willie came back.
Willie came back,
yeah,
too.
All of them came back but Eddie.
Okay.
Willie didn't come right back here to Pendleton.
Uh-huh.
I said Birmingham, didn't I?
Yeah.
He came back here, but he went back.
Then he returned back to Birmingham.
Sure. Uh-huh.
Okay. Did any of them go to the north? They all go.
Not in those days, I don't believe.
Uh-huh. Mm-mm. You mentioned somebody in Long Island. That's why.
That's my brother.
Oh, that's your brother.
Uh-huh.
Okay, he went to the north.
Uh-huh.
When did he go to the north?
Well, he went soon after he came out of school. When he was.